This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you doctor that?
How would I doctor
it? I don't know.
No, when the game started,
I mean, you got it down to the minute.
Well, I mean, I figured it was going to be in the nines, but it was going to be close to 10 o'clock. Don't be like Loogie now thinking I had some conspiracy.
You just had the script.
I had the script. Mm. I made a guess. If the scheduled start time is 9:45 and you know it's going to be delayed by some amount of time, I like to say throw about 15 minutes out there. But, usually things don't start on the dot as nicely and organized as that sounds. So just subtract a couple of minutes. And that's how I got to 9:58. So, yeah, I got the victory on that one. But at least on Saturday, there's no, like, questions. They are already telling you, because it's the first session, that it's a 2:45 tip. And I got to tell you, I think that time sucks for most people. I really do.
Yeah.
I think middle of the day on a Saturday is not less than ideal.
Oh, it depends. For some people, it's fine because they don't have anything going on or they don't have kids. And for those that are just all dialed into the NCAA tournament, even if they don't care about any of these teams, who cares? It's perfect, actually, because you're comfortable in the middle of the day. But for a lot of people, especially if you have families and stuff to do, you're not gonna see it. You're gonna find out about it.
No, absolutely. I'm gonna try to DVR it, but the problem with DVR, and I've had this problem with anything I DVR, is you need to get away from social media and your text messages because anything can spoil it.
Mm.
And as interested as I am in St. John's, Arkansas, I don't know if I'm interested in enough to shut my phone down and avoid interactions with all people. Because it does take a commitment
DVR. But you can watch it and know what happened.
I don't like doing that.
So you'd rather not watch if you know what happened?
No, I'd rather watch it not knowing what happened.
Why?
Because I want to be surprised. What do you mean, why?
Why do you want to be surprised?
Because I want to watch the game.
You're still going to get informed.
If I know the result of a game, it's less likely I'm going to want to watch the game.
So you're looking for the emotional reaction.
Yeah.
That's why you watch sports.
Absolutely.
You want the emotional reaction.
This isn't a movie where, like, you're watching the prequel so you know how it's going to end because it's leading to another movie. This is sports.
Mm.
Like, if I'm taking my kid to a birthday party, if someone at the birthday party, and I doubt it because God knows I'll be the only man there, but if somehow, like, I find out the result of the game, I would be less likely to then go home and watch the game on DVR.
Mm.
But if I have no idea,
yeah,
and now I'm home and I put the game on, I'm glued to it.
That's interesting because I watch sports, as I told you, because I want to see great stuff. If something great happened, I'll watch it even if I know what happened.
Right. Well, you're also in a spot where you have to know, as a football broadcaster, There's no way you could avoid the Giant or Jet game,
right?
And then watch it as it's new. So you're kind of in this spot where you got no other choice.
But I think I know why you watch games, because you want the emotional reaction, whatever it is.
Damn right.
Good, bad, whatever. You want to feel it authentically.
I want to feel it. I want that authentic feel to what happens. Speaking of authentic, there's no more authentic person than Aaron Rodgers. And today, he is spending his day in Pittsburgh. What does that mean for his future potentially as a New York Giant? We'll get to it coming up, 888-808-1019. There was this brief moment of excitement that Tiki Barber and Sean Morash had, and now that excitement is starting to evaporate, because earlier today, if you're just tuning in, a reporter based out of Pittsburgh named Jerry Dulac reported out of nowhere that Aaron Rodgers is at the Steeler facility. And so you see a report like that, and you hear a report like that. Tiki was excited because he thought, finally, this Rodgers thing is over.
Yeah, no more drama. Tired of it.
No more drama. Who's your mama?
I moved off a week ago, so we're good.
The problem is, you see that report, you're like, okay, Aaron Rodgers at the Steeler facility, what's going on? Very soon after, many NFL insiders, including Adam Schefter, Tom Pelissero, they all come out to say, yeah, he's just visiting. No deal is imminent. And it goes back to something we talked about a week ago with Rodgers. Has he visited any team? Has he visited the New York Giants? We were never able to get an answer on where Rodgers has visited. And I think that this today tells us all the answers we need, which is he didn't visit anybody.
Yeah.
And today is his first visit. It's the Steelers. And I'm going to give you a prediction. Evan Roberts' brain is going to make another report. Now, my first Evan Roberts brain report is that Nolan Arenado will be on the Yankees by opening day. Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Get a week.
Evan Roberts' brain is reporting that Aaron Rodgers will meet with the New York Giants this weekend. And the reason I report
that... Why? Because he's close in proximity now?
Yeah, I think he's deciding, okay, I'm going to do my visits. And unlike everyone else, like Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, where things leak out, Rodgers is true. Things don't leak out. The only reason this came out is because he's there.
Yeah, but I just wonder, like, why was there so much attachment to the Giants, to the Steelers, to the Vikings, if he hasn't been anywhere, right? If he's truly taking his own time, you know what I mean? And he's not aggressively targeting the beginning of free agency to make his decision. So he's just kind of waiting around, just biding his time, whereas teams don't have that kind of urgency. I mean, that kind of patience.
Alternate theory. He's already met with the Giants, and they've passed his test, the no-leak test. And the Steelers have failed it today. Had it made how many big deals about the Jets and the leaks, and we need to clean this up? Is this waiting game all about, all right, who's going to leak that I visited with them? And the Steelers
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Just failed
the
test.
Who leaked this again?
Well,
who said it?
Jerry Dulac.
Jerry Dulac, who covers the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Now, how did he know this?
See, that's what I was going to counter Sean with. I'm surmising that he's just at the facility and you notice these things. Like, how do you hide that?
Yeah, when Aaron Rodgers walks in, people would know. But are beat reporters there all the time?
On March 21st, the beat reporters sitting around, nobody's even in the weight rooms.
Because I think it's not that the beat reporters see them firsthand. It's just that there are more people that work at a facility than just the general manager and the owner. Like, a lot of people work at facilities. Like, I'll give you an example, and I'm not accusing him of leaking anything. But the great John Schmelk, he works here at used to work here at WFN. He's an alum. And now, of course, is working for the New York Giants, right? In the podcast, what's his official title? I don't want to demote him in any regard.
I don't know his official title, but he does co-host a show with me on Saturday morning. Okay. Big Blue Kickoff Live.
But John Schmelk is a good dude. Nothing.
He's also the host of the pre- and post-game show for the New York Giants
here
on the
saying?
Station.
Yeah. Johnny Schmelk, good guy.
That's his title, by the way.
That's his title. Pre- and post-game host, right? John Schmelk works at the Giant facility. If Aaron Rodgers shows up, and I'm not saying he'd leak it out,
right,
but he could text his friend. Hey, you know who just walked by? Aaron Rodgers.
But that's what Rodgers is testing here.
But Rodgers is more, I think, testing coaching staffs and front offices. There are a lot of lower-level people, not that I call John Schmelk lower-level, that work for a franchise. So I think it's much easier when he shows up at the Steeler facility for it to just be, oh, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is here. It could be a custodian worker. It could be someone who's making food.
Yeah, why are they telling Jerry?
Right, but a leak's a leak. That's the problem. That's what Aaron, the whole facility matters here. He didn't like that with the Jets. What if it was a custodian leaking everything with the Jets?
I give your theory credit. I don't think the Giants are above everybody else. There would have been a leak. That would be my counter to you. Now, I can't prove that. I would guess that someone would leak out Aaron Rodgers is in the building, and I think I'll be proven right this weekend when it's leaked out that Aaron Rodgers is in the building.
I just want to say something. I pretty much agree with everything you said. I'm just throwing that out there. Based on everything Rodgers has actually said about leaks and how much he hates them.
It's a fine theory to have. I'm just saying I don't think it's true. I think Aaron Rodgers, to answer Tiki's point of like, okay, well, what has he been doing for the last few weeks?
He's probably been on vacation.
Yeah.
He's been chilling.
So who's been reporting he was close to signing with a team? People who are wrong.
I've said this when he first started having these negotiations with the Jets. Because it was you were forced to talk about him. And it's a master manipulation of people's psyches. And he does it better than any player. Because he feeds into it. And then he doesn't deny it. So then you start speculating whether or not it's true, which makes you talk about it more. And so Aaron Rodgers is just, he plays the media. Because all of that stuff we heard from 2 weeks ago, it was all nonsense.
Yeah, probably.
Now you have to know it was all nonsense.
Well, it goes back to this. Russell Wilson met with teams. Jameis Winston met with teams.
Well, he told us. Russell Wilson told us.
Right, but these guys before signing are meeting with teams. If Aaron Rodgers hadn't met with anybody, and we had no indication that he did or didn't, but we didn't know, was he really signing? Was Aaron Rodgers ever signing with a team without meeting with the team?
Mm.
And to me, the answer is no, and now he's meeting with teams. So I think we're further down the road of Aaron Rodgers making a decision, but I don't think him being in Pittsburgh tells you he's about to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, because I surmise he's going to meet with the Giants. And I don't know what he's looking for in these meetings. In his mind, he may have already decided where he'd rather play.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing, I'm using my educated brain to tell me he has not met with the Giants yet, and he's going to.
Yeah, I mean, if he's just now meeting with the Steelers... Even though I find it odd that they both have offers out to him. So it's kind of just, maybe the offer is a way to start discussions.
Well, do they both have offers out to him now?
Well, that's what I have no idea.
There you go. Go back to it.
It goes back to what we were talking about.
Aaron Rodgers defies reporting.
Yes.
Like, he has told us many times, if you haven't heard it from me, it's not true. Well, we've heard nothing from Aaron Rodgers. So I'm of the school, as an Aaron Rodgers ologist, after dealing with his multiple years here with the Jets, I'm not just going to believe it because Diana Russini is hearing it or Adam Schefter's hearing it, and it's no offense to them.
Man, I hate to say this, but this is why you need him on McAfee.
So he could clear the air?
No, just so he could tell you himself.
That's true.
Because anything else you hear sounds like nonsense.
We've come full circle.
Yes. We need him on McAfee.
I predict when we find out Aaron Rodgers meets with the Giants, 2:45 tomorrow.
During the St. John's, he's going to blow
right
away the St. John's. But both
that would be par for the course.
That would be. But both of you guys said, as I sent out the text message earlier, hey, Jerry Dulac in Pittsburgh is reporting that Rodgers is meeting with them. You both were like, good, let's get it over with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of it.
Right.
If I'm right that he's going to meet with the Giants probably this weekend, are you not back in since he's your best quarterback option? Or are you still out because this whole process is annoying?
Ask me after he signs.
Oh, come on. That's the chicken ass answer.
No, I'm out, but I'm a sucker fanboy that the moment he signs, I'll be like, all right, well, you know, he wanted to be here.
You know what it's done for me? It's made me okay if he retires or goes someplace else. That's what this has done, mm-hmm. this last week and a half, 2 weeks. I don't care if he comes here anymore now. I've reconciled that it probably isn't happening, and there's got to be a different methodology to finding a winning quarterback situation.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.